Bank of Carter, this is Patrick.
Hey Patrick, it's Pat over at John Curtis.
How's it going, Pat?
Yeah, not too bad. I heard that the guys come by to take pictures of the equipment today. Like I told you yesterday, the booth isn't here yet. I'm still getting pictures of the booth. You can get photos of the laser set up.
Okay.
The router is still inside the crate. I do have the crate open, so you can take pictures of the inside of that.
Yeah, no worries.
Other thing...
I think it's just to basically make sure you guys got it and everything. That's kind of a... You know, okay. I know all of our funding department set that up, too, so...
Okay. But yeah, and then I don't know if you know anything about, like, specifically... as far as I understood, we're purchasing the equipment. Someone mentioned something about a lease this morning, and so I figured I'd call and double-check. Because I don't know, apparently... I'm in the dark if it's a lease versus a...
I think it might be a lease to buy out. I know my underwriter is the one who, you know, did all that terms and negotiation and whatnot. I think that's the situation. What piece of equipment was it, though?
No, just all the equipment, I thought.
All of them, right?
Was a financing, like basically finance for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's not like you're giving them back or, you know, renting them for a long period of time.
That would have been my concern.
No worries.
I was like, in 5 years or however long the term of the loan is, I would prefer the equipment to belong to the company.
No worries. Yeah, we don't work like that. It's not taken back. Okay, no worries, man.
All right, sweet.
Cool. Anything else for me?
No, I'll try to be as helpful as I can to the guy coming in. Like I said, we don't have the spray booth here, so we won't be able to.
Yeah, no worries.
Probably till like the end of the year.
Yeah, right.
Up and running. And then the other two pieces of equipment, only one's up because training was scheduled for this month. We're so busy, I had to schedule next month's training. Training next month.
Yeah, no worries.
So it's in the crate. We don't want
It's basically just like making sure that it's there, you know, that, you know, it's in one piece, it's actually there because, like I said, with the terms of negotiation too, we paid, I think it was 75 deposit and then 25 delivery. So, you know, it's not like we just give them all 100%. So, but yeah, how's the laser working for you? Was that pretty cool? I know they built that one right up, and I was kind of in contact with Universal throughout that as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's gonna be really cool to use. So,
you guys said you're still kind of getting it up and running, though, right?
Well, I mean, it's up, it's running. We can't cut anything with it because I have to get some ventilation set up for it first. So we can do glass, we can do anything non-flammable. So like glass, stone, whatnot. If some types of anodized aluminum we can do etching into, but we don't do much with the anodized. Most everything we're using it for is actually cutting acrylic and Romark, which requires venting.
Right.
So, but the guy did come in, did training. We did do some test pieces and things like that. And then we covered it up because until we get the venting, we won't be able to use it for what we need it for.
Right.
So it's got a tarp on it just to keep it clean. And
yeah.
Stuff like that. Once we get the venting set up, then we're going to go to town.
Nice. Well, good to hear, man. All right. Well, thanks for giving me an update. And if you guys have any problems or anything, just give me a call and, you know, I'll get it all taken care of for you.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
Cool. Take it easy, man.
All right. You too. Bye.